मौनं व्याख्या प्रकटित परब्रह्मतत्त्वं युवानं वर्षिष्ठान्ते वसदृशिगणैरावृतं ब्रह्मनिष्ठैः आचार्येन्द्रं करकलितचिन्मुद्रमानन्दरूपं स्वात्मारामं मुदितवतनं दक्षिणामूर्तिमीडे यन्नित्यमानन्दमनन्तमेकं शिवेति नाम्ना श्रुतयो गृह्णन्ति तस्यावतारो नररूपधारी कृपासुधाब्धी भुवि रामकृष्णः जननीं सारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयो श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः जन्माद्यस्य यतोऽन्वयाद् इतरतश्चाद्वेषभिज्ञस्वराड् तेने ब्रह्महृताय आदिकवये मुह्यन्ति यत्सूरयः तेजो वारिमृतां यथा विनिमयो यत्र त्रिसर्गो मृषा धाम्ना स्वेन सदा निरस्तघोकं सत्यं परं धीमहि सत्यव्रतं सत्यपरं त्रिसत्यं सत्यस्य योनिं निहितं च सत्ये सत्यस्य सत्यं मृतसत्यनेत्रं सत्यात्मकं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्कुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं व्यासाय विष्णुरूपाय व्यासरूपाय विष्णवे नमो वै ब्रह्मनिधये वासिष्ठाय नमो नमः। श्रीमद्भागवतं बिगिन्स् वित् मङ्गलाचरणं। Mangalacharana means invoking auspiciousness. This Mangalacharana serves as a prayer for the sake of receiving the Lord's grace, for the sake of completing the work which Vyasacharya has taken, compiling the glories of the Lord, and for the sake of publicizing this work, and for the sake of easier understanding of the student. Keeping all this in mind, generally in our tradition, in our Vedic culture, always they invoke the blessings of the Lord. Without Mangalacharanam, without invoking blessings of the Lord, no literature is allowed to study. No literature is qualified for studying. Even if you go for grammar, grammar also has a invocation. Vruddhihi adaich, like that. Vruddhihi, it has another meaning, but Vruddhihi means Bhagavan, remembrance of the Bhagavan. Similarly, athato dharma jignyasa, dharma shastram begins. Athato brahma jignyasa, Vedanta shastra begins. And even Gita also, atha prathamo dhyayaha, that atha word remembers the Lord. Another aspect of Mangalacharanam is, it serves as upodghataha, a preface or foreword or an introduction to the entire scripture. A preface deals with four aspects. Who is the target group, adhikari? Second one is, what is the subject matter? Third one is, what is the benefit, prayojanam? Fourth one is, what is the relationship between my studying the particular scripture and getting that benefit? What is the mechanism? Sambandaha, they call it. As regards Srimad Bhagavatam, the adhikari is rasikaha, kanoisha. He should be a rasikaha of stories related to the great Mahatmas and the Lord. But if you go to Vedanta, Upanishad, they will give you a big list. Sadhana Chatushtaya Sampatti, they call it. Sampati means it's a treasure, a wealth. That wealth you should have. That is the feast. Vedanta tradition wants that feast from you. What is that? Vivekaha, discrimination. You should know what is right and wrong. You should know what is the benefit of going for scriptural study. So that is thinking only is problem now. Common sense is the most uncommon in the modern generation. Then out of that you will have an understanding that anything I come across in my life is subject to arrival and departure. So therefore I should find out something which doesn't have arrival and departure. That is called dispassion. So renunciation they call it. Very word vairagya creates problem in the mind of especially young and modern generation. Then shama, mental control. Dama, sense control. Uparama, titiksha, patience. Then shraddha, having the understanding that Vedic teaching is a valid teaching. Then sixth one is samadhanam, tranquility of mind. These are all big lists, you know. And finally it ends with mumukshutva, desire to become free. Free from what? Free from all types of dependencies, emotional dependencies. When humanity wants everyone to be emotional, Shastra says you should first become dispassionate and you should have a tivra jignasa, tivra mumukshutvam to be free from all emotions. So these are all very difficult thing for a normal man. So therefore Bhagavatam is brought. So as regards Bhagavatam, it is enough that if you are a rasikaha, a connoisseur, a tasting person, one who is interested in tasting the glories of the Lord. Then Vishayaha is subject matter. Bhagavatam being the commentary of the Vedic teaching, whatever Veda teaches, that only Bhagavatam also can teach. What Veda teaches? Ultimate teaching of Veda is you are infinite. Whatever you search happen to be, fortunately you yourself, you search for happiness, fortunately you happen to be already an embodiment of happiness. You search for security, you happen to be fortunately an embodiment of security. You give security to everyone. Don't seek security from anyone. You can give security for everyone. And you seek for peace, and fortunately you happen to be the embodiment of peace. That is the teaching. Same teaching will be in the Bhagavatam also. It will be in the form of Ishvara Jnanam or Atma Jnanam. Knowledge about the Ishvara, creator, or knowledge about the individual, the seeker. Then third one is Prayojanam. Prayojanam is naturally understood. Once I know certain thing I have already, I am not a beggar. I am a Raja. I am not a poor creature. I am the very creator's self. Who is the self of the creator? Who is the self of the Lord? I am the self of the Lord. I am the content of the Lord. That knowledge gives you more security. You don't seek for security, peace and happiness from the external world, and you be a giving and a giving entity of security, peace and happiness. So your beggarliness stops. Then fourth one is Sambandaha. What is the connection between this knowledge and my getting benefit? So benefit I get, moksha we call it, freedom from emotional dependencies. What is the connection between? Shastra says this parichinnatam, the idea that I am small, is a notion. It cannot be validated. If you analyze whether you are a small individual or not, you cannot prove that you are small individual. So it is a notion. So this is the notion which is causing all other troubles. Because of the idea that I am individual, you feel that you are lacking so many things. Therefore you run after those things to fulfill yourself, and therefore all struggles in the life. Once you know that you are not a limited entity, you are infinite entity, you are a aparichinna vastu or purna vastu, naturally your running stops. Avidya parichinnatvam parichinnatvat prema rahita jivanam, selfish life, prema rahitatvat dukkham, without a love you cannot have happiness. So dukkham is called samsara. That samsara nivrityatam, in order to get away from the samsara, atma drashtavyaha, you should understand what you are actually. Atma darshana niradishaya prema labha, you get an ultimate absolute love towards the entire creation. You don't confine yourself within your small body and within small family members, 3-4 members. I and mine idea, aham yesha mama ete iti samsara goes away. So tat atma darshanartham ಆತ್ಮಾವಾ ಅರೆ ದ್ರಷ್ಟವ್ಯ ಶ್ರೋತವ್ಯ ಮಂತವ್ಯ ನಿಧಿಧ್ಯಾಸಿತವ್ಯ. ಯು ಶುಡ್ ನೋ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಯುವರ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್. ಟು ನೋ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಯುವರ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಯು ಶುಡ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಯುವರ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಯು ಶುಡ್ ಥಿಂಕ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಯುವರ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಯು ಶುಡ್ ಎಸ್ಟಾಬ್ಲಿಷ್ ದಟ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಯು ಗಾಟ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಯುವರ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್. ದೆನ್ ಯು ಫೈಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಎನ್ ಆರ್ಡಿನರಿ ಟೈನಿ ಕ್ರೀಚರ್. ಯು ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ ಟು ಬಿ ದಿ ಎಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಸಬ್ಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಎಂಟೈರ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್. ನೌ ವಿ ಗೋ ಟು ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಆಫ್ ಭಾಗವತ. ಜನ್ಮಾದ್ಯಸ್ಯ ಯತೋನ್ವಯಾತ್ ಇತರತಶ್ಚಾತ್ವೇಷ ವಿಘ್ನಸ್ವರಾಡ್ ತೇನೇ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಕೃತಾಯ ಆದಿ ಕವಯೇ ಮುಹ್ಯಂತಿ ಯತ್ಸೂರಯಃ ತೇಜೋ ವಾರಿಮೃತಾಂ ಯಥಾ ವಿನಿಮಯೋ ಯತ್ರ ತ್ರಿಸರ್ಗೋ ಮೃಷಾ ಧಾಮ್ನಾ ಸ್ವೇನ ಸದಾ ನಿರಸ್ತಗುಹಕಂ ಸತ್ಯಂ ಪರಂ ಧೀಮಹಿ. ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಎ ಪ್ರೊಫೌಂಡ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಕಂಟೈನಿಂಗ್ ಎಂಟೈರ್ ಟೀಚಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಆಫ್ ವೇದಿಕ್ ಕಲ್ಚರ್. ಸೊ ದ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಸೇಸ್ ಧೀಮಹಿ ವಿ ಮೆಡಿಟೇಟ್. ಧೀಮಹಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಿ ಟ್ರೈ ಟು ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್, ವಿ ಟ್ರೈ ಟು ನೋ, ಆರ್ ವಿ ಟ್ರೈ ಟು ಮೆಡಿಟೇಟ್. ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ವಿತೌಟ್ ನೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಯು ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಮೆಡಿಟೇಟ್, ಯು ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಮೆಡಿಟೇಟ್ ಆನ್ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್ ವಿತೌಟ್ ನೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಇಟ್. ಸಪೋಸ್ ಇಫ್ ಐ ಸೇ ಮೆಡಿಟೇಟ್ ಆನ್ ಗಗಮ್ ಗ್ಯಾಂಗ್, ಯು ಆರ್ ಲಾಫಿಂಗ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಯು ಶುಡ್ ನೋ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಟ್ ಗಗಮ್ ಗ್ಯಾಂಗ್. ಸೊ ವಿ ಮೆಡಿಟೇಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಿ ಟ್ರೈ ಟು ನೋ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ವಿ ಮೆಡಿಟೇಟ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಧೀಮಹಿ ವರ್ಡ್ ಈಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಫೆಮಿಲಿಯರ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ವೇದಿಕ್ ಕಲ್ಚರ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಎನಿ ಚೈಲ್ಡ್ ಗೋಸ್ ಟು ವೇದಿಕ್ ಟೀಚಿಂಗ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಸ್ಕ್ ಟು ಚಾಂಟ್ ಗಾಯತ್ರಿ ಮಂತ್ರ. ತತ್ಸವಿದುರ್ವರೇಣ್ಯಂ ಭರ್ಗೋ ದೇವಸ್ಯ ಧೀಮಹಿ ಧಿಯೋ ಯೋನ ಪ್ರಚೋದಯಾತ್, ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್ ಗಾಯತ್ರಿ ಮಂತ್ರ ಇಸ್ ದೇರ್ ದೇರ್ ದಟ್ ಧೀಮಹಿ ವರ್ಡ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಎ ಫೆಮಿಲಿಯರ್ ವರ್ಡ್. ವಾಟ್ ವಿ ಮೆಡಿಟೇಟ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ವ್ಯಾಸಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಸೇಸ್ ಸತ್ಯಂ ಧೀಮಹಿ. ದಿಸ್ ವೇದಿಕ್ ಕಲ್ಚರ್ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಕಲ್ಚರ್ ವಿಚ್ ಮೆಡಿಟೇಟ್ ಆನ್ ಸತ್ಯಂ, ವಿಚ್ ಟ್ರೈ ಟು ನೋ ದಿ ಸತ್ಯಂ. ಇಟ್ ವರ್ಷಿಪ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಸತ್ಯಂ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಮೆಡಿಟೇಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಅಗೈನ್ ಅನದರ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ವರ್ಷಿಪಿಂಗ್. ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಡ್ ಸತ್ಯಂ. ವಿ ವಿಲ್ ಸಿ ಹಿಯರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಟೈಪ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಸತ್ಯಂ. ಒನ್ ಸತ್ಯಂ ಈಸ್ ವಾಚಿಕ ಸತ್ಯಂ, ಟ್ರೂತ್ಫುಲ್ನೆಸ್, ಸ್ಪೀಕಿಂಗ್ ಟ್ರೂತ್, ನಾಟ್ ಟೆಲಿಂಗ್ ಲೈ, ಅನೃತ ವರ್ಜನ ಆಸ್ ಎ ಮಾರಲ್ ವ್ಯಾಲ್ಯೂ ಟು ಬಿ ಫಾಲೋಡ್ ಬೈ ಎವ್ರಿ ಇಂಡಿವಿಜುವಲ್. ವಿಥೌಟ್ ಫಾಲೋಯಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮಾರಲ್ ವ್ಯಾಲ್ಯೂ ವಿ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಹೋಪ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ ಇನ್ ಅವರ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಈಸ್ ನಥಿಂಗ್ ಬಟ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸಾಕ್ಷನ್. ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸಾಕ್ಷನ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ವಿತ್ ಎ ಟ್ರಸ್ಟೆಡ್ ಎಂಟಿಟೀಸ್. ಎನಿ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸಾಕ್ಷನ್ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ವಿತ್ ಟ್ರಸ್ಟೆಡ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಟ್ರಸ್ಟೆಡ್ ಎಂಟಿಟೀಸ್. ಸೊ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಸಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ ಆರ್ ಡೌಟ್ ಸಮ್ಒನ್, ಯು ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸಾಕ್ಟ್ ವಿತ್ ದಟ್ ಎಂಟಿಟಿ ಆರ್ ದಿ ಪರ್ಸನ್. ಸೊ ವಾಟ್ ಮೇಕ್ಸ್ ಯು ಟು ಟ್ರಸ್ಟ್ ಸಮ್ಒನ್? ವಾಟ್ ಮೇಕ್ಸ್ ಯು ಟು ಟ್ರಸ್ಟ್ ಸಮ್ಒನ್? ಹಿ ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ಸ್ ಬೈ ಹಿಸ್ ವರ್ಡ್. ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಹಿ ಈಸ್ ಹಿ ಸೇ, ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್, ಅಂಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಟ್ರೂತ್. ಸೊ ಟ್ರೂತ್ ಈಸ್ ವೆರಿ ವೆರಿ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ಇನ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸಾಕ್ಟಿಂಗ್. ವಿಥೌಟ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸಾಕ್ಷನ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಲೈಫ್. ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಟ್ರೂತ್ ಈಸ್ ವೆರಿ ವೆರಿ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಎವ್ರಿಬಡಿ ನೋಸ್ ದಿಸ್. ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ರೀಸನ್ ಎವ್ರಿಬಡಿ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಮೈ ಸ್ಪೌಸ್ ಶುಡ್ ಬಿ ಟ್ರೂತ್ಫುಲ್ ಟು ಮೀ, ಮೈ ಚಿಲ್ಡ್ರನ್ ಶುಡ್ ಬಿ ಟ್ರೂತ್ಫುಲ್ ಟು ಮೀ. ಅವರ್ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಯೂಸ್ ಟು ಸೇ ಈವನ್ ಥೀಫ್ ನೋಸ್ ದಟ್ ಟೆಲಿಂಗ್ ಲೈ ಇಸ್ ಎ ರಾಂಗ್ ಥಿಂಗ್. ಸಪೋಸ್ ಟು ಥೀವ್ಸ್ ಗೋ ಟು ಎನ್ ಹೌಸ್ ಟು ಸ್ಟೀಲ್. ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಎಂಟರಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಹೌಸ್ ವಿತ್ ಮಚ್ ಡಿಫಿಕಲ್ಟಿ ದೇ ಆಸ್ಕ್ ದಟ್ ಬೀರೋ ಚಾವಿ, ಬೀರೋ ಕೀ. ದಟ್ ನ್ಯಾಚುರಲಿ ಹೌಸ್ ಓನರ್ ವಿಲ್ ನೆವರ್ ಗಿವ್, ಹೂ ವಿಲ್ ಗಿವ್ ಟು ದಿ ಥೀಫ್. ಸೊ ಶೀ ಸೇಸ್ ದಟ್ ನೋ ನೋ ಐ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಕೀ, ಮೈ ಹಸ್ಬೆಂಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟೇಕನ್ ಅವೇ, ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್. ಸೊ ದಿ ಥೀಫ್ ಸೇಸ್ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಟೆಲ್ ಲೈ, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಟೆಲ್ ಲೈ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಇನ್ ಟ್ರಬಲ್ ನೌ. ವಿತ್ ಆಲ್ ಡಿಫಿಕಲ್ಟಿ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎಂಟರ್ಡ್ ದಿ ಹೌಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಇಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ವೇಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಎನರ್ಜಿ. ಸೊ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಟೆಲ್ ಲೈ. ದಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಯುವರ್ ಲೈಯಿಂಗ್ ಈಸ್ ಲಾಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಮೀ. ಹೂ ಸೇಸ್? ಥೀಫ್ ಸೇಸ್. ಸೊ ಎವ್ರಿಬಡಿ ನೋಸ್ ವಿಥೌಟ್ ಟ್ರೂತ್ ವಿ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಲಿವ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್. ಬಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಅವರ್ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್ ಈಸ್ ವಿ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಿ ಅದರ್ಸ್, ವಿ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ ಅದರ್ಸ್ ಟು ಒಬ್ಲೀಜ್ ಟು ದಟ್ ಟ್ರೂತ್, ಬಟ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ರೆಡಿ ಟು ರೆಸಿಪ್ರೇಟ್ ದಟ್. ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಎ ಲೈಯರ್, ಆಲ್ ಅದರ್ಸ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಎ ಟ್ರೂತ್ಫುಲ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್. ಹೌ ಈಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಪಾಸಿಬಲ್? ಇಫ್ ಎವ್ರಿಬಡಿ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಎ ಲೈಯರ್, then what will be there? So what way you can live a life, lying each other? That's what now modern society suffers. Cause of modern society suffering is nothing but this lying life. Everywhere is full. Lie, lie, lie. Parents tell lie to the children. Children say lie to the parents. Husband to wife, wife to husband. Always there is a suspicion. So with suspicion, how can you hope to love someone? Without loving, how can hope to live in the society? You tell. So it is very, very important value that Vachika Satyam Dhimahi. We meditate on that glory of being truthful in life. It is not only in oral format. There must be a truthfulness between my thought process and my behavior. There must be a same line between my thought, between my words and between my behavior. A person appears in front of the society as someone, but actually he is someone. When he knows that I am pretending as someone in front of the society, even if society says you are Mahatma, his own mind says you are Duratma. Correct? So with regard to his own personal satisfaction also, it is never possible if he is a liar. Liar to himself. First idea was lying to others. Now if I start lying to myself, no achievement in the world I will relish. Because achievements will be congratulated by the society, external society. But if I know that this particular achievement is so-so achievement, like a gold medal got by a student by copying in his examination. So whole university says that you are gold medalist. You are gold medalist means what? You are intelligent. But his own mind says, you are not intelligent. You are not only idiot, you are a cheat also. Correct? So gold medal has brought one more degree for me. What is that? You are a cheat. So what is the benefit of having that gold medal? So I can never enjoy my life without being truthful to myself. And if I am being truthful to myself, happily I can be truthful to others also. In being truthful with the others, I contribute to the society. Best contribution to the society. If anybody says, in what way I can serve the society? You openly tell, boldly tell, be truthful. Be truthful. That's the best service, necessary service at this present. Because of this one value is lacking, people who are sitting in higher post, they are not truthful to themselves, they are not truthful to the family, not to the society. So what they do? Simply they grab the society. And finally, as long as they are not caught, they are smart. If they are caught, Govinda. They try to be smart afterwards also, but nature has its own. Law has its own course. They quote, everybody quotes. Understand? So, Satyam is very, very important. Second Satyam is Prathibhasika Satyam, subjective truth. Second meaning of Satyam is Prathibhasika Satyam. Pratibhasamana Satyam is called Pratibhasika Satyam, subjective truth, like our daydream, imagination, or even night dreams. These are all subjective transactions, subjective truth. I transact with someone in my imagination. It is not available to the another person. Therefore, it is called a subjective truth. Then third one is Vyavaharika Satyam, transactional truth. In that transactional truth, others also can participate. It is not my imagination. It is not my dream. Others also can participate. This waking world is called a transactional truth. Why we say that it is transactional truth? Why not it is absolute truth? Why not it is absolute truth? This transactional truth is negated when you go to dream. When you are in Pratibhasika Satyam, this Vyavaharika Satyam is gone. Your money, your bank balance, your family members, everybody is gone. Where? As long as you are in dream. Eating full stomach, you go to sleep. You snore nicely, sound sleep. And there you dream as though you are begging. As though you are waiting for eating. Because of heavy food only you get that dream. So the food eaten in Vyavaharika, transactional world, is not available in subjective world. And there you get one lottery. Then you get up and search for your bank account whether the money is credited or not. So that lottery money or even marriage, their dream marriage doesn't have any value in the transactional world. Here whatever happened doesn't have any meaning in the dream world. So both are parasparam viruddham, both are negated. What is the meaning of absolute truth is that which cannot be negated by anything at any time of period. That's called absolute satyam. In Sanskrit it's called parama satyam, fourth one. Fourth meaning of satyam is parama satyam, paramarthika satyam they call it, trikala abadhyam. You cannot negate at any period of time, and that happened to be reality of oneself, reality of the creation, reality of the creator. It is like there is a sweet stall. Children go to sweet stall and they find that there are varieties of sweets in very various forms. Crocodile form, scorpion form, then fish form, like that. One child likes one form, and that sweet is bought by the child. But after buying, they are generally flimsy. So within 5 minutes they will dislike their selection. They will try to exchange, hey, I have wrongly selected, please you take this one and give it to me yours, like that. So the child which has selected a fish form of sweet is trying to exchange with another child which has balloon form of sweet. So that child refuses, no, balloon only I want, I don't want your fish, like that. So quarrel starts. So long the sweet wala was enjoying the innocence of the children. Now when children quarrel, what they will do, you don't know. So he is in trouble, his sweet stall in trouble. So he comes, hey, don't fight, all are nothing but sweet only, he says. Nah. Similarly Shastra says, for transactional reality everyone has a one own type of form, but the substance happened to be nothing but consciousness. Understand? With regard to the children quarrel, substance is what? Nothing but sugar, sweet. Similarly here also, the ultimate truth is nothing but consciousness. So among the four truths, vachika satya, prathibhasika satya, vyavaharika satya, paramarthika satya, the second and third one are subject to negation. Second and third one means what? Prathibhasikam and vyavaharikam, dream world you can take. Dream world and this transactional world are subject to negation, paraspara badhyam. Then fourth one is unnegatable. You cannot negate it because it is ultimate truth available at all three states of our consciousness. Then first one, that is vachika satyam, which is in the form of ethics, moral ethics, qualifies a person to understand all these things. Without having ethical background, moral background, you can never hope to understand what is the truth of life, what is the truth of this creation. Because of this vachika satyam, you get atma jnana. Sri Ramakrishna used to say, in Kali Yuga, speaking truth is the highest tapas. You cannot stay without food, you cannot stay without water or sleep. So these are all called, being without food, water, sleep is called tapas. All these things now you cannot do because you are annagata prana. That life is based on food. But at least this you can practice. He says at least. One who practices satyam, he sits on the lap of the Lord, that much close he goes to the Lord, he says. So that should be understood. Here the author says, satyam dhimahi. We try to know the glory of being truthful, and we try to meditate the transactional reality of Bhagavan. And paramasatyam dhimahi, we meditate, we try to know the ultimate reality of Bhagavan. Bhagavan has two realities. One is paramasatyam, another is vyavaharika satyam. What is the paramasatyam of the Lord? That he is infinite. He is infinite. What is the relative truth of the Lord? That he has all these manifestations. entire creation is nothing but his own manifestations. Both these realities are discussed in Bhagavatam. So first we will see in the according to this shloka what are all the relative realities, transactional realities of the Lord. Here the teacher Vyasacharya introduced the Lord as the Jagat Karanam. Yataha asya janmati, from whom this creation has come. Because the teaching can be always from the known to the unknown. We all know that there is a creation, there is a world. Anybody you ask, do you know that there is a world? Everybody says, yes, I know. But do you know who has created the world? He is a God. What is the meaning of God? So all these questions you ask, they will ask you, why? You don't have anything to do? Why suddenly you have become like this? Understand? So they will ask, but a quality life requires all this understanding. What is that understanding? That visible creation is known to all. If this there is a visible creation which is precisely done, which has a particular way of working, which has an utility in my life, it must be a product. If there is a product, useful and regulated product, there must be a producer. Is there any producer or not? This question should come in a thinking mind. Therefore, here the Acharya says, Yataha asya janmati, asya jagataha srishti sthiti layakaranam. One who is the cause of the creation and the sustenance and the dissolution of this creation. Is there a creator? Is there a need for a creator? You tell first. Science say that there is no need for a creator. Their argument is, everything is matter, and matter joined together brings out another type of matter. So that matter has one own particular utility, one particular form, particular name, like that. Suppose if you ask how this book has come, how this book has come, they will tell it is an accident. It is an accident. In a printing press, there was a big bang. And all the alphabets were thrown away. Then all they joined together. And this book is the result. Will you accept? As even I am describing, you are laughing. You don't accept. It is very silly. But that is the explanation given by science. With regard to creation, that is the explanation given by the science. Because they don't know. They have a big bang theory, string theory, so many theories. What they say, there is no need for a conscious entity for the creation of the world. But they accept that it is an assemblage. Everyone accepts. Science accepts that it is an assemblage of proton, neutron, electron, atom. Then each atom mingles with another atom. Like that produces. Water is nothing but H2 plus O. Combination of hydrogen and oxygen. Like that they give explanation. But how they joined? How these atoms joined? What is the purpose of joining? Who is regulating that? When we ask, they say, if they are very sincere, they say, we don't know. But generally, what is the answer? There is a need for someone to regulate. Just they brush aside the very question itself. But we find that it is a silly answer, that to negate a conscious entity which is behind a product, an orderly product, with precision and with purpose and utility. An assemblage requires intelligent principle. An intelligent principle must be a conscious entity. Therefore, the creator must be a conscious entity. He must be a sarvajnaha. If you create a part, you must know what is part. Correct? Ghatasya karta. If you create a shirt, you should know what is the method of creating that shirt. Creating means not producing something new. It is already there. Something is there as the raw material. You put together. Correct? You put together things. You give a form or you give a particular shape and utility like that. So you put together. So the person who is behind this product should be a knower of the product, how to put together he should know, what are all the utilities of the product he should know, all these things. So ghatasya karta ghatajnyaha, patasya karta patajnyaha, sarvasya karta sarvajnyaha. The creator of everything must be omniscient entity. Therefore Vedanta reveals Ishvara, the creator, as sarvajnyaha. He says sa ikshata lokanusrija iti. It seems that ikshata, he imagined, let me create this creation. Then the question comes, is the creator, who happened to be a conscious entity, is different from material cause or not? Because to bring out any product, you need two causes. One is conscious entity, the designer, and another one is raw material. What is the raw material of this creation, whatever it may be? Science say that it is atom so far. We say it is consciousness, whatever it may be. One philosopher says one thing. The question is now whether the creator is different from the raw material, different from the creation product, because the jeweler can never be raw material. The carpenter can never be wood. Understand? What will happen? If carpenter is wood, whenever you purchase the chair, that fellow also will come and sit in your house. You have to feed him. You have to feed him. So the conscious entity is always separate from the raw material, as we see in the creation. Anything, product, any product has two causes. One is material cause, another is intelligent cause. Intelligent cause of the creation, we have established that it is a conscious entity because there is a lot of intelligence behind this product. And now question comes, what is the material cause? Whether the creator conscious entity is different from material cause or not? So all the theologians, religious people, especially Semitic religions, claim creator is away from the creation. He is sitting behind the clouds. He is sitting behind the clouds, either in heaven or somewhere else. Then the question comes from a thinking mind. All these questions are only for thinking. Understand? Today whole class will be philosophy only. Because the Bhagavatam starts with all Gambhira, the Gambhiryata they call it. With all grandeur it starts. So the question comes, from what material cause the creator created the world? He is not the material cause. So to create a jewel, you need a gold and a goldsmith. To create a chair, you need a wood and the carpenter. Similarly, to create this entire creation, Bhagavan is there as a conscious entity. And what is the material cause? Then, if you point out some material cause, immediately another question will come, who has created that material cause? So all the proposals we are trying to negate. So when theologian says Ishvara or Bhagavan is in heaven, not in the creation, that's why everybody, when they pray, oh Lord, hi Lord, nobody says oh Lord, and naturally the face also goes towards the clouds only. Is he away from the creation? They say yes, he is away from the creation. If he is away from the creation, how you will answer all these following questions, that who has created the material cause? Suppose if you say same Bhagavan has created material cause. So God in heaven has created the earth. Who has created the heaven? God has created the heaven. So before creation of the heaven, where was the God? So you have only three options: earth, heaven and hell. So God in heaven has created the earth, and before creation of the heaven, God was in hell, and he created heaven and shifted his residence to heaven. Like that, these are anarthas, they call it. Unacceptable arguments. Another question. Where is now God? Why? I want to give you a slap. Simply I want to beat you. Why? Such a idiotic, problematic creation he has given. What is the use of bacteria and viruses and mosquitoes? It is troubling me every now and then. Why he has created? Who has created material cause first? That no answer. Another question is, where is he now? Because I find the product is very, very, very problematic product as far as I am concerned. So I want to know, I want to ask him why you have created the creation. Suppose if you say, it is, theologians say, it is a leela of the Lord, it is a play of the Lord. Hey, for somebody's play, I should suffer or what? He must be a sadistic person for his pleasure, for his game, that others he is troubling. He must be a sadistic Lord. So I cannot worship him. Or another group is there, don't ask this question, they say. You have no right to ask this question. They say, Satan speaks through you. Never think. If you think, they say, Satan speaks through you. So we cannot accept. And that too, in this modern age, that's why science and Semitic religion have become enemies. Because theologian says that you don't ask all these questions. But I cannot avoid asking questions because I am a thinking being. So these are all the problem. But when you come to Vedanta and ask, who is that God? Vedanta says, it is a wrong question. Very question is wrong. Where is he? If you ask, the very question is wrong. Because to ask where is he, you are taken for granted that he is not here. You go to your room and ask, where is Arunachalam? Where is Arunachalam? Keeping Arunachalam, you cannot ask, where is Arunachalam? Understand? So you make sure, as far as you are concerned, you make sure that there is no Arunachalam, then only you ask, where is Arunachalam? Similarly, when you ask, where is God, you have made sure that there is no God in the creation, in the world. Certainly not in my family and my heart. You have made it clear. Correct? So Vedanta says it is wrong. When you ask, who is he? You have separated him from the creation. Because if you know that creation is Lord, you cannot ask, who is he? Because it is there, creation, you know, not only. Na? So you have separated the intelligent cause from the material cause. So it is illogical question. Instead of asking, who is he and where is he, ask, what is he? What is he? Then when we are humbled by the all these arguments, if you ask, please tell, oh my dear teacher, please tell, what is he? Then Vedanta reveals that entity as the cause, both cause, intelligent cause and material cause. How can one and the same entity can be both? We don't come across like that. Always material cause is different from intelligent cause. How can one and the same entity can be both? Vedanta says, with regard to creation, there is no other option. With regard to creation as a product, entire creation you take as a product, there is no other option. You cannot separate the maker and the material. If you separate, then all the problems are there, the questions which we ask the theologians, which theologians don't have any answer. And you can never know the creator, God, different from the creation. That is why all religions quarrel. They try to know the God different from the creation. One person says, the God described by my prophet is the actual God. Father in heaven who doesn't have any form but who sits in chair. Mind you. Father in heaven doesn't have any form but sits in chair with a crown. Another person says, it is neither father nor mother. Yeah. He is a judge. He gives punishment and he gives reward. One who accepts him, he gives reward. One who doesn't accept him, he gives punishment. For him also there is no form. How can you judge someone without having form? So one person, and if you come to our religion, Ganesha is God. Shakti is another God. They quarrel. Every cult, every sect quarrel. Vishnu is the ultimate God. Shiva is the ultimate God. But Vedanta says, none of them is ultimate. None of them is ultimate. Because no form can be ultimate entity at all. Because form means what? It is limited. How a limited can be absolute? Simple logic. Limited by what? Limited by space and time. At least form means what? It is limited by space, where whichever is limited by space is limited by time. So no form can be an ultimate entity, or no property. You say, no, no, for my God there is no form, but he sits in nature, that's a property. He judges, he has a judging capacity, there is a judgment day, all these things you say, when you say, it is your understanding or understanding taught by the particular theology. So one theology quarrels with another theology, not ordinary quarrel. World wars have come. Civilizations were thrown away. Cultures are smashed. Women are simply haunted. Witches, they were even branded as witches. Crusades. Jihads. Why all this is quarrel? Because I have one particular idea of God, the God who is different from the creation, and I try to insist that particular idea to the entire humanity, naturally thinking mind will never accept. Or another mind which is established in another type of idea will never accept. So this will be a tug of war. In Swami Vivekananda's commentaries, you see, as religion, none was the cause for human suffering. There are so many causes for human suffering. But religions created human suffering. As religions created, no other entity or thing created the suffering for the humanity. Religious feelings were the misunderstood ideas, misunderstood religious ideals are cause for entire chaos in the world. So, you can never know the creator as different from the creation. If you try to know the creator different from the creation, it will be in a particular idea of the creator, and it will never acceptable by the entire humanity. And as science says, you can never deny the presence of intelligence principle. Science tries to deny. There is nothing called intelligence. Whatever we see in the form of life and intelligence is nothing but a product of nerve current. It's a product of matter. Intelligence is a product of matter. And you can never prove that intelligence is a product of matter, and you can never falsify this Vedantic revelation that he is both. You can never falsify. I can point out fallacy in your thinking pattern, but you can never point out fallacy in my thinking pattern, in my revelation, Vedantic revelation, because there is no other choice. If you separate the creator and the creation, then all troubles. If you understand that it is one and the same as revealed by the Vedanta, then it's a solution for entire human problems. We will see how. So after negating all other possibilities, Vedanta reveals that creator is both causes. Intelligent and material causes. Eto va imani bhutani jayante yena jatani jivanti yat prayanti abhisamvishanti iti. Material causes told here. From this mantra only, this Bhagavatam starts. Janmatasi yataha. Eto va imani jayante is there, na? The jata karma is called janma. So janmadi asya jagataha yataha. Then another quotation we saw. Sa ikshate lokanusrija iti. So both these aspects were revealed. And if you ask, is there any module through which I can understand this concept? Because it is very difficult for me to accept and understand. Shastra says, hey, daily you have this module. Dream world. You are the creator of the dream world. You are the material cause of the dream world. In the dream world, there are kilometers of roads and railroads. Who has taken all the jelly, cement and everything? Who supplied? It is you. And who has created that road? It is you. And who is participating in that world as a participant? It is you. And you also there as an individual also. Dream space is you. Dream time is you. Then dream materials are you. Dream participants, other participants are you. And dream subject also you. Without moving an inch, you try to travel and to fly also from Bangalore to Calcutta or Delhi. Without moving an inch, Imagine. And you say, no, oh, it is simply a dream, it has vanished. When you say this, only when you come out of that world, being inside as a participant in that dream world, you never say, no, 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 it is a dream. Do you say? You are carrying your passport and other thing, and some fellow came and snatched away your purse, and you are chasing like anything and trying to catch hold of him, and dashed against a pole, electric pole. During dashing, you got up. And after getting up only, this is dream like that. But as long as you are in dream, it is a reality. Therefore, there is a example model. And another model in the transaction world itself, spider's web. Spider builds its web. So who is the engineer of the web? Spider. What is the material cause of the web? Its own saliva. So this revelation is a matter for understanding, not for believing. This revelation, what is the revelation? That conscious entity and the material cause is one and the same. The intelligent and material cause are one and the same entity. Once you convince that Bhagavan is called material cause, then this world is product. This world is nothing but manifestation of the Bhagavan. A product is nothing but the manifestation of the material cause. Jewel is nothing but the manifestation of gold. So, idam sarvam jagat is equal to what? Manifestation of the Lord. Once I understand that I cannot avoid Lord's presence, once I understand that I cannot avoid Lord's presence, who happened to be the embodiment of love and compassion, I am totally relaxed. Correct? My neighbor is Lord, my wife is Lord, my children are Lord, money is Lord. In this culture, money is Lord. That's why we never keep money backside. Now fellows keep backside. Hey, money is Lakshmi. It is Lord. It should be kept where? Front side pocket, chest. That's why Bhagavan has shown, hey, keep Lakshmi here, left side chest. What we do? Back side. It is available for somebody picking up. That's why she tries to get away from that. So she instigates, hey, I am here, please take me. So that fellow, another fellow comes and takes. Never keep money back side. Keep always front side. So it is money is manifestation of the Lord. Wealth is the manifestation of the Lord. People are the manifestation of the Lord. My neighbor especially is the manifestation of the Lord. My employer is the manifestation of the Lord. So what happens? I transact with everyone with this idea without any fear, without any anxiety. Why I am anxious about my life when I am in front of others? When I am with family members, I am not anxious. I am relaxed in my family. I am relaxed. Why the same relaxation doesn't come? Because of the wrong notion, this is my family, other than Satan's family. Other than four or five people, all our products are Satan. So therefore I should be very careful. So once I know that there is nothing called Satan or something as a second entity other than my beloved, my lovable entity called Lord. So where is the question of anxiety? I am relaxed, totally relaxed. And Sri Ramakrishna used to say, even though tiger also is Bhagavan and you also Bhagavan, don't go and hug the tiger Bhagavan. Because tiger Bhagavan has its own nature. You have your own nature. You keep physically set apart. Just because you say, I love everyone, you cannot go and hug everyone physically. Understand? You transact as per the transaction norms, but inside your heart, you will never have an alienation. Always we feel that I am alone, that loneliness will not be there. So you will not feel that you are persecuted by the entire creation. That's the idea. You are persecuted by the entire creation, and another fellow who is behind the clouds is instigating this creation to persecute me. Whenever sorrow comes, people blame either the world or the Lord. Poor Lord is not at all cause for all these things. Why? Because of my wrong understanding. So understanding this particular truth that he cannot be away from me, he cannot be away from the creation, is a challenge to the thinking humanity. In understanding this truth alone, solution for all the human problems are available. Udaram antaram kurute atha tasya bhayam bhavati ud. Even an iota of differentiation you have between you and other things in the creation, atha tasya bhayam bhavati, fear you can never avoid. So we will see this topic in later portions of Bhagavad. Repeatedly the same idea will come. Here Vyasacharya introduces the subject matter. Knowing the creator as not different from the creation, and knowing that same creator and the creation as not different from you. There is a triputi: I, creation and the creator. So all the three are one and the same substance. All the three may be different from the external standpoint, container standpoint, but the content standpoint, if you see, it is one and the same. One may be ring, another may be chain, another may be some other thing. But content is what? Gold only. You have that gold darshana. Similarly here, Bhagavad darshana, you should have. That is the subject matter. And who is this Lord? He has introduced material cause. Etova imani bhutani, one word. Janmatasi etaha. Then another, abhijnaha. Abhijnaha means what? Sarvajnaha, omniscient. Yatra trisargaha amrusha iva bhati. Trisarga means what? This creation. Mrusha means unreal. Amrusha means real. As though it appears as though real. In whom, in which Lord, this creation appears as though real. Why as though real? Suppose if I say, you are as though beautiful. That means what? Not beautiful. You talk as though intelligent. If I say, you will get angry. Understand? So as though real means what? Why this creation cannot be taken as real thing? Here the Acharya says, Badhyatva. It is negated. This transaction world is negated in dream. Dream world is negated. Here both are negated in sleep. Deep sleep, both are negated. That which is negatable cannot be satyam. Utility cannot be the criterion for truth. Experience cannot be the criterion for truth. Suppose you say, utility is the criterion for truth. Money is useful, therefore it is truth. You cannot say, because this money is not useful in your dream world. People are not useful in your dream world. That money, that people are not useful here. So utility is not the criterion. Experience also cannot be the criterion. You experience so many things in your own mind. Correct? So it is not the criterion. What is the criterion for truth? Permanency. It should be available all the time. Why bank money, dream money you don't accept as money, you tell. As even you get up, it vanishes, correct? So that vanishes cannot be called as a truthful one. Here, this creation is actually Lord himself, but appears as though different from the Lord. That's why people say, na, Lord is not in the creation. Theologians say, it is not their mistake. It is the Maya Shakti of the Lord which makes you to feel that he is not available here and now. Tejo vari mrutam vinimayaha yatha, like the mirage water which is nothing but sand and fire. Mirage water is nothing but sand and fire. There is no drop of water is there, but you feel that there is a lake. Mirage water. Not a droplet of water is there, but you feel that huge reservoir is there. Where? In the desert. Similarly, actually this world is nothing but Bhagavan, but you find that some, as though it is different from Bhagavan. Like mirage water is actually sand plus fire. That's all. Where is the connection between sand and water? Where is the connection between fire and the water, you see? But we see like that. Who is the source of this all this knowledge? that he is the content, that he is the substance of the entire creation. Who is the source of this knowledge? Who can be the source of this knowledge, you tell? That Bhagavan is both intelligent cause and material cause. Who can say this? Bhagavan only can say. Because we are all products. A product can never know about the cause without information from the cause. A child can never know who is the mother without information from the mother. Mother should say, mother should have on visiting card, I am your mother. Correct? Similarly, Bhagavan also has a visiting card which is in the form of Veda. We call Bhagavan's visiting card Nane Devarupa. In every religion it comes. Bhagavan only comes and reveals. In the Old Testament if you go, that Bhagavan comes in the form of a light and he reveals to Abraham and Moses and others. Every religion, Bhagavan has to come and say that I am the Lord. How we understand, that is our problem. In his revelation, there is no problem. But in receiving, there are a lot of problems. In the media, they transmit properly, correct? But your TV has some spare parts problem. What will happen? You can see that that will be on running, irritating. That's what some minds are having, this spare parts problem. So they had a lot of problems, lot of inconsistent ideas. But in Vedanta, we never allowed anyone to have this inconsistency. Somebody or the other has come and demolished all the inconsistencies, then established the new meaning for the same word. For the same teaching, every now and then, people come and, acharyas come and establish the proper meaning. They try to question. So, this through Vedic words, he revealed this truth that he is both intelligent cause and material cause. And this creation, which is called a product of the Lord, is appearing different from the Lord because of the Maya Shakti. Since he has informed all this knowledge to us, he is called Adi Guru. Tena Brahma Hrutaya ya Adi Kavaye. He only taught us this knowledge, therefore he is called Adi Guru. In Bhagavatam itself, we will come across how this Veda was revealed to the Brahmaji, Chaturmukha Brahmaji, who was first born, first son of the Lord. For him, Bhagavan himself reveals about the nature. Because any child, once come to the world, ask first question, who am I? You imagine a situation wherein only child is there, no one is in the creation. What will happen? Child will become mad. It will go and shout, hey, who am I? Hey, somebody come and tell, who am I? Who am I? Like that. Correct? Now what happens? As even a child asks, who am I? Immediately mother says, I am your mother, you are my product. Mother comes and says, I am your mother means what? You are my product. You are my child. So child is satisfied. Appa, I am so and so. But it happened to be a wrong thing. The child is the product of the Lord. But mother says, because of ignorance, mother says, you are my product. Like tap, through tap only water comes. So tap says, hey water, I am releasing you. I am the cause of it. Isn't that the truth? Through tap, water may come. But the source of the water is what? Somewhere else is there. Correct? Similarly, what is the source of me? Not my immediate tap, father, mother. Reservoir, I should be connected to reservoir. Otherwise, if I am connected only to this local tap, parents are called local tap. Once the tap is a problem or tap has gone, tap will go. They will die. Once I am disconnected with the tap, I feel I am orphan. See, I am orphan, they say. Who is orphan? Nobody is orphan. If I am connected with the reservoir, I will say, okay, this tap is not working. Next tap. Next reservoir, next tank I can relate. This knowledge is very, very mind-boggling thing to understand that you are the substance of entire creation. Is a mind-boggling knowledge. In the first phase, unacceptable knowledge, So therefore it is called mind-boggling knowledge. When the rishis received this knowledge, tena mukhyanti surayaha, they were simply wondered, am I the substance of the creation? We are not wondering why. அது உலகடவே போகல. ஏனோ சுவாமிகள் எழுத்தாரு. சுவாமிஜி இஸ் டெலிங் ஷவுட்டிங் லைக் எனி திங். ஏனோ எழுத்து பாகவதம் எழுத்து அதை எழுத்தாரு அவர். பட் ரிஷிஸ் வென் தே சே ஹியர் ஹர்ட் இன் தியர் மெடிடேஷன்ஸ் இட் வாஸ் ரியல் ஃபார் தெம். பிகாஸ் பகவான் இஸ் டீச்சிங் ஹியர், லோக்கல் சுவாமி இஸ் டீச்சிங், தேர் ஃபோர் நோ நத்திங் ஹேப்பன்ஸ், நோ வண்டர். பட் வென் பகவான் டீச்சஸ், வாட் ஹேப்பன்? தேர் கம்ஸ் வண்டர். பிகாஸ் பகவான் கேன் நாட் டெல் லை. Local Swami also don't tell lie, but you don't believe. You don't take in that sense. So when they heard this fact, am I the infinite entity, which is the cause of, which is substance of entire creation? Therefore they wondered. Ashcharyavad pashyati kashchitenam, Gita says. Such a Lord, who is the intelligent cause of this creation, who is the material cause of the creation, who is the sustainer of this creation, who is the primordial teacher of this creation, on him we meditate. All these are all relative qualities connected with creation. When creation is told that it is not a real entity, then all the qualities will be unreal qualities. What is his real absolute quality, nirguna tattvam? What it is? Swarad. Only one thing is there, swarad. Swayam rajate iti swarad. He is chaitanya swarupaha. Swayam rajate prakashate. Swayam prakasha swarupaha. He is available without any need for instrument of knowledge. To know that there is a table, first you need light. External light. And the external light alone is not a criterion. You need an internal light called eyesight. That also is not the only thing. You need mind. So all the three lights should be connected. Then only you come to know that there is a table. I ask, is there a table? You say yes or no. After seeing, is there that so-and-so Ramachandran? You see and then say. And I ask, are you there? What do you say? Let me see and tell you. No. You don't need any other external light to know yourself. Whereas to know other thing in the creation, you need all other external lights in the form of a sense organ, mind and sunlight or electrical light. But you don't need anything to know yourself. Aham aham iti bhasamana atma. You can say this is not there, that is not there. You can never say I am not there. Can you say? Suddenly a boy comes and, Swamiji, Swamiji, do you know? I don't have tongue at all. If a child says, what will say? Hey, to say I don't have tongue, you need tongue. To say I am not there, you need your presence. So therefore, you can never negate yourself. Therefore, you are called Swarad. Svena dhamna sada nirasta ghokam, who exists by his own real nature, effulgence we call it. So now we come to know that there are two qualities, absolute and relative. What are the relative qualities? The creation related, correct? Related to creation. So relative qualities of the Lord is called creation. Absolute quality of the Lord is called you. You, the seeker, is the absolute quality. Understand? Are you getting? What is the absolute quality revealed here? Swarad, Swayam Rajate. You shine by your own right. In the entire creation, you verify which shines in its own right. Mountain cannot come and say, I am mountain. Correct? I only can say, this is mountain. Space cannot say, I am space. Water cannot say, I am water. Animal cannot say, I am animal. I, the knower alone can say that I exist. Therefore, space exists, mountain exists, world exists,
creation exists, creator exists. Even creator cannot come and say, without anybody having listener, as a listener, creator cannot say, hey, I am the creator. Who will listen? Mountains, rocks? No. So I stand on my own right, own effulgence. Even in sleep, I cannot go away from myself. That's why after coming from the sleep, what I say, I slept well, I did not know anything. Hey, you did not know anything means how can you say that you slept well? When you say, hey, I did not know anything, what is the meaning you know? I know that I did not know anything. I know that I did not know anything. That is the meaning. When you say, I know English, I know English. When you say, I don't know Chinese, I know, I don't know Chinese. So, I know, the knower, the subject, is the absolute quality of the Lord. Such a Lord who has both Nirguna Swarupam and Saguna Swarupam, we try to know Him, meditate on Him. So, the conclusion is, in this shloka, the author revealed the subject matter. What is subject matter? Ishwara's Saguna Swarupa and Nirguna Swarupa. What is Ishwara's Saguna Swarupa? Creation is this Ishwara's Saguna Swarupa. Saguna means with properties. Ishwara's Nirguna Swarupa, without properties, who is that? Myself. I am the conscious. Myself, when I say not 5 feet 6 inches or 80 kilo weight. Someone who is behind this 5 feet 6 inches and 80 kilo weight, who is behind the mind, who is behind the sense organs. Adhokshajaha it is called. He is called Adhokshajaha, one who is behind all the sense organs, behind this individuality. So that is the subject matter. And knowing the subject matter has a utility. What is the subject matter? Creation is equal to Ishwaraha is equal to I. Idam sarvam jagat. Aitad atmyam idam sarvam tat satyam sa atma tattvam asi shveta ketu. That is the subject matter of the Veda. And here also, idam sarvam being the material and intelligent cause, Ishwara is equal to idam sarvam. Being the atma, self-effulgent swara, atma, He is the substance of you also. So substantially, all the three are one and the same thing. When I understand, I am relaxed. As I told you earlier, I am totally relaxed. I don't have any anxiety, fear, anything. And understanding this is a challenge to a thinking humanity. Thinking humanity. Benefit of this knowledge is freedom from limitations, born out of my petty notions, body-mind complex, freedom from selfishness, born out of this body-mind complex, and freedom from fear, anxiety, sorrow. When I know that I am everything, about which I will have fear, for what sake I will be selfish? What is our purpose? We have to find out love, unconditional love. So what is obstructing in finding that unconditional love? In loving others unconditionally, what is obstruction? My own selfishness. What is the cause for selfishness? My own limited notions that I am limited, so and so. When this limitation goes away, I don't have any selfishness, and there is no selfishness. I love unconditionally everyone. Yes means sarvani bhutani atmaiva bhut vijananda tatra ko mohaha kashokaha ekattvam anupashyataha. Where is the question of moha, delusion and shoka? So I can love everything, everyone, unconditionally. Love doesn't mean simply embracing or hugging others. You love keeping yourself separate. Whenever necessary, you join with them. But mentally, you don't have any barriers, emotional barriers you don't have. Now people say, they gather physically, but everyone has emotional barriers. In big, big corporate offices, hi, they say. They even shake the hands and some places they even hug. But while hugging itself, yen maadutano kalla, the idea is correct. You are emotionally separated already. Then you hug, you pretend to be loving and caring someone. Here, whether you are hugging or not hugging, you are always loving everyone. No other, because there is no selfishness, there is no wants. This shloka is the essence of all the Vedic teaching. How you understand, when you will understand, how much you will understand, all depends upon your qualification. As even we complete this entire Shastra, Vyasacharya says, you will understand, provided if you are a sincere seeker. You will come to know that I cannot live in this world without loving the Lord and the creation. A life without love is a simple waste of time, waste of energy, and only pretension. What is the use in pretensions? See, neither we are going to satisfy it, nor others are going to satisfy it. So it is very, very important understanding that I should find that I am the substance in everything. Then unconditionally, I will be a lover and I will be a giving hand. So with this introduction, we will see the later portions of the Bhagavad.
Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmane Pranada Kleshanashaya Govindaya Namo Namaha Tadeva Ramyam Ruchiram Navam Navam Tadeva Shashvan Manaso Mahotsavam Tadeva Shokarnava Shoshanam Drinam Yaduttama Shloka Yashonu Giyate Gopika Jeevanasmaranam Govinda Govinda.